Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, welcome to Talking Pictures. We live in the runway pattern of a local airport, and I love how every so often you hear planes. We're not that close to the runway. And of course, the moment I say aloha, a plane has to be going by. I think that's always going to happen, no matter what production you're on or what size. So you got to love the film gods. Welcome to this 2017 Phoenix Film Festival episode, where we're going to talk about two films that we had the good fortune to see. Thank you, Jason, for your interview. And thank you, Patrick, and Heather with PR for helping us so we could take part. Phoenix, always a special festival for me, even though we just started covering it last year. My grandparents met there. My mother was born there. My uncle, who I'm very close with, lives there. And I have tons of family there. So not only is it special because of the family aspect, but the city is literally in my DNA. And so any way we can support this festival is cool and exciting to us. Now, today's films both are comedies. Well, one would be considered funny, but at the time wasn't funny. That's Brave New Jersey. And Brave New Jersey is okay, first of all, this film is great. I mean, the cast is great. The directing is great. At the Phoenix Film Festival, it won Best Picture, Best Director, Best Ensemble. It won Best Feature at the Palm Beach International Film Festival. It got the Comedy Vanguard Audience Award at the Austin Film Festival. And then I'm only mentioning Newport Beach because right now Newport Beach is going on. So for our listeners, on Tuesday the 25th at 5 p.m., again, this episode is for Phoenix, not Newport Beach. So I'm just going to say Google Brave New Jersey, Tuesday, April 25th at 5 p.m. That'll give you the details. We don't want to take from a festival, but we want to support the film and the filmmakers. Ain't It Cool News said this is a sweet story of true love and emotional awakenings. We always say at the show here, we don't like to string together adjectives. So we are in no way knocking other publications or we're so thankful we have pull quotes and all that. But Brave New Jersey was just such unique directing that this time when Orson Welles did this infamous reading of War of the Worlds and people really thought the world was coming to an end or aliens were going to come. I think what was great about this film being done at this time is that we do listen too much to Facebook sometimes. And this was, of course, 1938 when there was just radio. There wasn't television and cable and streaming and phones. And so this was a really kind of, I thought this movie was kind of subversive because now we'll end friendships over text, we'll end friendships over Facebook. And so the absurdity that played out of people buying into a radio broadcast, I had to think of the director here, Jody Lambert, and it's not a surprise she got Best Director at Phoenix, what a great way of weaving together what was going on in the 30s, what hasn't changed about humanity, and then what goes on today. If anything, we've taken the coolest part of what the radio is, which is human connection, and music, which is human connection, and we've thrown that away for social media, which is now just to either get famous, which is funny because we're getting our new website this week, or reconnect, and we've kind of taken that reconnect out of it, and we've made it about chaos, which, you know, we shouldn't laugh at what people did in 1938, but it's what was going on, and you take it with a grain of salt. It's odd to me. I'm always interested how once you write some down, it seems like it becomes the word of God, whatever God you choose or believe in. Or once you say something on air, you know, if I was to say something crazy, offensive right now, I might lose listeners. And, you know, I don't have a PhD, so I'm not the smartest guy out there. So this was a great look at that. And that's what I really loved about the film. I love when a director is kind of, the film is taking you down, say, Highway 10, but the director also has you on that little side road. What's those side roads called? I have one of my producers in the studio. What's those side roads called that run along freeways? You'll see them.
Bypass
roads? Anyways, those little side roads, you'll see them. Surface roads. Well, no, they're these roads that are always in the middle of nowhere in the desert, and they go for like 100 miles. Don't ever get on one because you might think you're never going to get back on the freeway. So kudos to Jody Lambert. And please, again, this is for Phoenix, but we want you guys to see the film. So please Google that Tuesday screening. And then the best thing that the director did, I mean, the whole cast was great. Everything worked. This has got a 7.4 on IMDb. We give it our seal of aloha, which is our 4 stars, our 2 thumbs up. But is so entertaining. And the greatest goal here that I think directors faced it with Matthew Broderick and Ferris. They faced it for a long time with Michael J. Fox and Marty McFly. So many actors do a role, and the audience or even the business, I know for many years, let's be real, the TV show Friends, I think Jennifer Aniston is the only one who's went really, really far. To me, the best person on that show was Matthew Perry. He should be 10 times more used in film than he is. But there used to be that kind of saying in the business, don't hire a friend, when they were too popular. And so now what this director did was they used Mr. Tony Hale, who is still well known for Buster on Arrested Development. And this was the first time, just because I guess the way our brains are trained, that I kind of didn't notice Buster. I never thought it was until I kind of got towards the end of the movie and I went, oh my gosh, that's Buster. And I still did it because, let's face it, we're always going to look at Matthew Broderick and think Ferris. You know, that's just what it is. But this director was able to go past that with the use of Tony Hale and her directing and just all of the elements that a director needs to use. I could get into talking all the different film language, directing things that could just throw the audience into outer space, no pun intended. The director obviously knows them, so kudos to you. But Tony Hale is just somebody that you always look at and you go, great actor, great performer. He's serving the purpose, but that's Buster. And so this was just really cool to not see Buster. And I'm only mentioning this because I really want you guys to see the movie. I really want you guys to check this film out. Put it on your list. We definitely are going to be on the website. One of the next stages is having a list of films that you got to check out. And of course, they'll mostly be what we've reviewed or who's been on the show. So it's not like it's going to be rocket science on finding a list. But please make sure and write these down. I mean, I was in San Jose and saw the friend of our show, Catherine Eaton, her wonderful film, The Sounding. And I went on Facebook last night and she was playing down the street from my buddy Chris in Tucson. So it was like, had I just been paying attention to Facebook that day, even though I spent the first 3 minutes of this ripping into Facebook, I could have sent my buddy out to see Catherine's film. I know him and his wife would have loved it, and they would have gotten to meet the director because Catherine's just like that. The next film I really thought was funny, and I'm not going to remotely get into the religious aspect of Quakers, discuss that. We all don't know enough about Quakers, but we're so quick to judge them, make jokes, watch, laugh at TV, laugh at whatever. But this was a really cool, well, first of all, I love the title, Quaker Oaths, take on the Quaker Oaths serial. To make their divorce final, a Quaker couple must follow the tradition, excuse me, getting a little bit too excited that I'm on air here, so give me a sec, must follow tradition by seeking out everyone who came to their wedding and asking them to cross their names off the marriage certificate. Now, here was another film that I had to jump out of the ones I saw for Phoenix. I love when a filmmaker, like I said, has a subversive voice or sneaks in something. I think we use that word subversive, like we'll say Spike Lee. Well, we know Spike Lee's giving you a big right hook. We know Spike Lee's trying to bust your jaw with his message. We know Oliver Stone is, both completely educated men. We know they're kind of they want you to walk away with a bloody lip. So when a comedy has some subversive nature, much like Brave New Jersey, I dig it because it shows that the director's paying attention. So with this film, I thought it was funny because it showed that some time goes into having to make the divorce final, as to where nowadays, again, I mean, God, we have a city where you can do drive-through weddings. I mean, how funny is that? So the way people are just jumping in and out of divorce, and the way they jump in and out of marriage, and the way, you know, that's a whole nother show debate. I'm not going to knock married people. I'm not going to knock beliefs. I'm not going to knock anything, but this was just, I think, for me as an audience member, was kind of a comical way of saying, you know, something has to go into, more needs to go into it than packing your bag and leaving a note or leaving a text. And this showed that. And you know, it's tough with these films because if they're even in a film festival, you know there's a certain level of quality. So it's not like you're going to get these films and you're going to think, okay, I'm getting something that probably stinks and I got to find a way to like it. It's like your starting point is the cake is good. And is it just going to make you more hungry? And are you going to tell people that they should eat the cake? Sorry, I'm bad with metaphors. So it's like Alex, DeBrinco, Feedy, Rango, all these great actors. I mean, they just made everything work. It was like, I mean, this has an 8.8 on IMDb. I don't even think Citizen Kane has that. I don't think On the Waterfront has that. And so this is kind of really showing you that film is going in this great direction where, although the goal is no longer to get in theaters or is not feasible for most indies, the goal is to hit Amazon, which I can guarantee you this will. So Brave New Jersey, Quaker Oaths, and I don't mean guarantee like they've told me and I know what's going on with their film, but this is what's going to go out there. We're fortunate to have had 14 guests who have films on Amazon Prime. We're going to Amazon Prime, or have since, not because of the show, have been on here. So we love when we see these films and I can see them and go, you know what, this is cool. This is going to be on Netflix. This is going to be out there. We're going to be able to eventually tell people to watch it. And then say, hey, if you really liked it, listen to our show. We did it. We reviewed them, or we had that director on. So we want to give our kudos to Louisiana Kreutz. And I'm so sorry if I pronounced that. I got C's in English from, well, I don't know if they give you grades in elementary, but I probably got C's. I got C's in intermediate. I got D's in high school. I got C's in college. So sometimes I pronounce words wrong. Anyways, actually, I got D's in logic and math. That's right. In high school, I was able to pull off a B. Miss Alexander, I know you didn't like me. You know I deserved an A that year, 1 year. Anyways, that's what I like about these films. They make you think of other things. They make you think of comical moments. When you're 38, you've spent the last decade of your life watching everybody you know get married or divorced, sadly. I call myself the last of the Mohicans when it comes to getting married, because I'm not married and have never been close to being married. So this film was just a wonderful joyride for me of looking at something that I'm not a Quaker and I have not had to go through a divorce. So it was just all around a lot of fun, and kudos to the cast and director. Congrats on getting in the Phoenix Film Festival. With that, it's going to wrap it up. Again, I want to thank you, Jason, for doing that interview show. Anybody who attended the Phoenix Film Festival or wants to learn more, go on our archives. Mr. Jason Carney, we interviewed him. Go on Amazon Prime, watch the film Official Rejection from 2009. It shows some of the Phoenix Film Festival in there and the Newport Beach Film Festival. It was cool to have interviewed Jason, then a few days later watched a documentary that he was in. So that was kind of far out. And then at PR, Al, I believe, I don't need to say the name, but thank you, Patrick and Heather. Although I only met you over email, Heather, here at the show, we appreciate all help. With that, going to sign off, say, have a great week. I was about to say what day it is, and then I realized the computer's telling me it's Sunday night. Sometimes we don't know what day it is here at the show. We just want to do what we can to bring you some good films. Have a great night. tons of aloha. And whether it's morning, afternoon, or night, make sure and watch a good movie.